Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that is more freaky than watching Celine Dion and Gary Busey make sweet love to each other, covered in ranch dressing, inside the ball tank, at a less than clean Chuck E. Cheese. What happens when several family members all have the same dream, at the same time, on the same night? A dream that isn't one of happiness and joy, rather, one of death and horror as they all realize one of the people closest to all of them has perished at that very instant. That story and some other random shit that Tony and Todd talk about today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and, quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. If you like the show, you got a ghost story, we want to hear it, please do write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, or you can call 855-853-4802 and share that ghost story with us just like that. We do greatly appreciate it. If you want access to all of our bonus stuff, the full archive of episodes, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories ever created, you get that, all commercial-free, our advanced episodes, and our exclusive EPP bonus episodes for our supporters, brand new ones every single week. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or Patreon, the Patreon app. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online, all four words there, Real Ghost Stories Online, and you can sign up. $5 a month gets you access to all of that stuff. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the show. What's going on?
Now, you know, I've got to reference the intro. And so my point is this.
Yes.
The older she gets, the more Celine Dion actually looks like Gary Busey.
I would agree with that. It's I don't know what to make. She's kind of looking a little scary here and there.
She got really thin and she, you know, was angry that people were talking about that and were concerned about her.
Yeah.
But I mean, she looks really frail and he just looks, you know, like a nut job.
Yeah, completely. Completely. And you add in the ranch, the Chipotle ranch, and the ball tank at Chuck E. Cheese and them going at it. And that's that's a recipe for disaster. I don't know what I'd rather watch, the gorilla that's playing the drums or that. It's kind of a toss up. I haven't seen her in much.
It'd be very hard to choose between the two, that's for sure.
Maybe combine the two, put the gorilla in the bowl tank with them, and then that would be just, I think that's how you get people back to Chuck E. Cheese. That and...
Maybe you ball gag the actual gorilla and throw him in the bowl tank.
You see, all you gotta do is add these things. That, maybe vacuuming once in a while, and having food that's edible, and that might be some other reasons to go back into a Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you ever go to those before?
When I was a kid, and you were a kid, it was called Showbiz Pizza. And that was there was one in Appleton. I think there was one in Green Bay, too. And I went to some of those back then. By the time it turned into Chuck E. Cheese, I was a little kind of old for it. But I've taken my kids into it over the years. And there's so many places now you can go that have entertainment like this for kids. It wasn't just like, you know, that back then was like the one spot you could go for that sort of stuff. And I found it to be the grossest, most unclean, unsanitary businesses that I've been in. When it comes, I know kids are going to make everything messy, but I don't know. I walk into a Dave and Buster's and I don't feel like I need to, drench myself in a Purell the moment I leave.
Right.
The Chuck E., there's just something, I don't know. It's a lower quality of care, I think, than the staff. And when I've always been at a Chuck E. Cheese, it's like, high school kids who would, you know, are probably out back, you know, smoking and then eating the cardboard pizzas and then kind of, you know, putting them right out. I don't know. It just always seems like nobody wants to be there. And like the other ones, like the Dave and Buster's, they're like, hey, welcome. And, you know, they don't care either, but at least they pretend.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's kind of a gross place. Speaking of, well, not even any of this stuff, but over the weekend, I guess traveling is what I was thinking of, was in Kansas City. And we did an Airbnb near the Country Club Plaza area. And it turned out it was like a 100-some-year-old house. It was all redone. So a lot of the, you know, the architecture that you'd look for on the inside of that old house kind of gone, except for the floor and the floor grates, and some of the doorknobs were still those super old skeleton key ones. And there was a couple times where I was kind of wondering, you know, is there something here? The girls kept having things that would just tip over. And keep in mind, the house is not very plumb or square. So it right. is the kind of angles here and there, but not enough to like tip over a bottle of Gatorade. Or something like that. They kept having things tip over in rooms where they didn't bump it. And it was just kind of weird. I went downstairs into the basement, which was kind of a cellar thing, you know, very wet down there and just all rocks. And I just started asking questions. I try to ask something that's going to not just be like, what's your name? Why are you here? And I broke out that ghost hunting app that I use. That spits out words. And I said, hey, there's these really thick nails here in this. And I can tell it's a very old support beam of the house. And I said, I'm just curious. You know, this looked like they would hang something pretty heavy. What used to be on these? Because it looks like they haven't been used in years. And the one time it came up with an answer to me, that whole time I was down in that basement for probably about 10 minutes, only one word came out and it was the answer to that question. And
oh, God.
It's an obvious one.
Which was?
Portraits.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a nail on a wall.
Wow.
And it's not a room where I think you would like hang them to display them, but I think it would have been a place where you would have hanged them to store them down there.
Gotcha.
Like with an extra one or something like that, just kind of the way it was set up. Because I'm thinking, well, this isn't a room where you'd really hang a portrait, but that's the only storage space in the house. So yeah, that would answer why there's that nail in that wall right there. That looks like it would hang something. Yeah. You hang an old portrait or something that you don't have up in your other part of your house. So I thought it was kind of on.
That's so cool. It seemed to be a direct response to that question.
Yeah, it was very spot on. And it wasn't like an energy in there that felt weird or bad or negative. It actually felt really kind of warm. When I'm in those places, I always like to sit there and think like, you know, like what, you know, this wasn't always an Airbnb. So like how many families lived here throughout all those years? What was life like? You know, what were the holidays like? I always kind of go to that. Like, what did the holidays look like in this house? I always try and picture like, where would the Christmas tree go? And that sort of stuff. Yep. And I don't know, it was just an interesting little place. So I got no other ghost stories of.
I think if I were haunting a place and it was an older home like that, and they ripped it apart and they took out all the old stuff, I think I'd be pretty pissed off about it.
I mean, I get you kind of have to do it because I'm sure it was just like plaster walls at one point and everything. I'm just probably not in the greatest condition. But the molding, the crown molding and the molding that was, it's very craftsman's type style molding along the windows and all that and framing, that was all intact. So you could tell whatever they did when they replaced it with drywall and such, they put those original pieces back up. So that was kind of neat to see. It just wasn't cool. as restored as, you know, they kind of had to like kind of go for a modern look actually in there, which was really just kind of bizarre, but it was fun. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to the first story. It says, hello, Tony, Harper, Carol, and Todd. I have written in to you before. My story was about a troublemaking kid came into my dream to say goodbye. He featured my story in an episode that aired in October of 2020. My kids and I listened to the story, and they were so excited to hear it, so thank you. I have mentioned before, in our family, we are sensitive. I think it comes from my dad's side, as I know he is sensitive. My second oldest sister, her daughter and younger son, my younger sister and her daughter are extremely sensitive, and myself and daughter are too. When my second oldest sister was 26 years old, her mother-in-law and her mother-in-law's husband at the time separated. The three youngest boys and a girl stayed in her care. Later, the girl left with the mom, but the boys stayed with my sister. She practically put the older two through middle school and high school and helped them to make the decision of going to college or to join the Navy, as both were interested in that too. Both boys ended up going off to the Navy and proudly have a great life now, thanks to my sister. Well, the youngest, which I am calling MP, she put through elementary, high school, and he started college because of her too. It was a handful when he was younger for sure, but he grew as a grandchild to my parents, a child to my sister and her husband, a brother to my niece and nephew, and he was a nephew for myself and my siblings. In April of 2015, this beautiful soul passed away. It was the worst time of our life. He worked at a restaurant that's open 24/7. And that night, he had worked the night shift. That night, my sister and his sister had dinner at the restaurant, and everyone else went home. But for some reason, my sister was still there. He was getting off at 3:30 a.m. or so, but she felt like she didn't want to go. She felt like she wanted to take him home, even though he had his own car. She went home, but not at peace. She felt like she needed to go back to get him, but thought, I'm overreacting. Go home. He'll be home soon. Around 4 a.m., my dad had a dream with MP, and in my dad's dream, he was greeted with, "Ya Lego por Queen Lebrana." And the writer says, have fun with that one, Tony. Which translates to, here is who you have been crying for. That was a saying he would always greet with men. He would come home to my parents' house or anyone's house with. He was also so funny like that. Anyway, in the dream, he told my dad he was leaving and just wanted to make sure he was okay before he left and wanted to make sure he stopped by to say goodbye. He told my dad to let everyone know he's okay and that he stopped by before he left. Come to find out, the accident that took his life happened right before 4 a.m. It happened about two blocks from my parents' house. When my dad found out, he passed away around the time he came to visit him in his dream. He was inconsolable. Unfortunately, I was the one that called my parents and siblings to let them know what had happened. It was the hardest thing I ever had to do. My daughter, who was 4 at the time, tells me later, "Mom, why are you crying?" I let her know I was crying because I knew him since he was a baby, and he was like a nephew for me. She did not cry at all until his wake. It was hard to see her not feel much because of other situations in life, so that happens at night. We got home, and of course, we did not tell the kids any details of how he passed. He was in a car accident. It did not end in one piece, but of course, we did not tell the children that. So I'm showering her, so she could relax and go to sleep. While I'm showering her, she asks, "Mom, where did MP go? Did he go to heaven?" I tell her, "Yes, he did." And her reply to me chills me to this day. She says, "Mom, are they going to put him back together there?" And I don't remember what I answered to her because I don't remember much after that. I just remember crying so much and wondering how she knew that. He used to spend a lot of time at my house when he was in high school, and after he passed away for about a month, I would hear footsteps from my kid's bedroom to mine. I could feel a presence at the foot of my bed when the steps would stop in my room. I did not feel scared. I just had a feeling that it was him. I really do think it was him trying to comfort us. After he saw we were okay, he stopped coming by to check on us. But I know he's still around, sometimes watching over. Sorry for the long story, but I'll write back with other stories I've relating to him and many other stories I have regarding supernatural things. Thank you so much for this outlet. I love listening to you guys. Keep up the good work. Thoughts on that?
It started off like a lot of stories where families have a family member or a person they know come to them, and then there's a realization that they passed away about that time. And it was just another one of those stories that kind of reaffirms that that seems to happen. But then when the child says, "Are they going to put him back together?" That was freaky. That's crazy stuff. And my question would be like, did the child have a visit from this person, or did the child just kind of know something happened. What happened there?
And how it's crazy. How did she know that? Did she know that because she like saw him in the gruesome pieces? Or was it like he had a visit and maybe he said to her, yeah, I'm in a couple pieces right now, but they'll put me back to, you know, something like that, you know, kind of like what you'd address it to with a child with, not like going to rotten.com and seeing the images of somebody ripped apart by a train or something like that.
Yeah, I would hate for it to be that. I would just as soon it be him showing up, you know, maybe holding a head or something like that and talking to her.
That wouldn't be traumatic.
I mean, that's better than actually seeing the accident.
That wouldn't be traumatic or anything. Holding the head and he's walking.
Isn't that like some kind of Beetlejuice kind of stuff, though? Isn't that what Beetlejuice did?
Yeah, didn't he? I haven't seen that movie in, or, you know, it was on TV not that long ago. And I think I watched like 5 minutes of it. And I was like, I don't know how the hell I ever watched this. It was just so... It's such an out there movie, but weren't they going to do another one of Beetlejuice or something?
I think they're working on another one right now. I think a new one's going to come out, which is unfortunate because the first one, it's not a great movie. The effects are not great. It's a little cheesy, a little camp, kind of like Ghostbusters 1, but certainly Ghostbusters wins that that fight in a ring. But yeah, I mean, I would love to know like now how old the kid is. I'd love to know what they saw or how they knew that, how that came from their mouth, unless they had some sort of communication.
Who played Beetlejuice?
Yeah, the guy that did Batman, the original Batman.
Is he still alive?
Steven, not Steven. Yes, he is still alive.
Who played Beetlejuice? It was Michael Keaton.
That's who it is, yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Michael Keaton was Beetlejuice.
Really?
No, I didn't. I guess I always thought it was somebody. I didn't know who, but I never thought it was him. That's interesting. Yeah, the creepy character.
It's kind of funny. You do like one of the best Batman movies ever, and you're still kind of voted one of the best Batman men, and then you end up doing Beetlejuice on top of that. So.
No, it's just like it just doesn't seem like in character for all of the other ones, but interesting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hello, this is Don. I wanted to tell you about a place called Holiday Woods. Once upon a time, it was Indian grounds. Then later on, a lot of, I don't know how to put it, slavery stuff was done there, some wrongdoings to some people. There is a bridge, like a stone throw away from it, called Nigger's Bridge, because they used to hang people from it. And still to this day, nobody knows the real name of that bridge. Like, it's always been called that. Even, we have friends and family that are, they call it that are of color, you know? So it's just something that we all know it as. There is no way around it or anything. But, the grounds, it just seems like are open, I think, like they were just wounded and then all these scars have been ripped into it, all these wounds have been ripped into it, and it's just open grounds for spiritual activity. Later on down the road, it was a campground, and it turned into a campground, and then bikers and stuff like that took it over. So there's just been a lot of crazy stuff that has happened there on the grounds. Today it's considered meth central. Like, it's horrible out there for meth. But I bought this house off a friend of ours, and we gutted it and remodeled it because it was, you know, in this cute little, when I lived there, it was nice because I could go down at the bottom of the drive and sit on top of this rock, and everybody around us would be having bonfires, and you hear laughing and music, and just like it was when I lived there, it was pretty cool. You see people, I know it sounds silly to some, but you see people driving around on their lawnmowers just for fun, and you get all kinds of, you know, four wheelers and stuff like that driving through, and It was just a fun place. It was just a fun place once upon a time. We moved into the house and just something during the day, it was fine. But at night it seemed to feel like a totally different world. I noticed it when I was out there, when I helped de-gut the house and hang up insulation and drywall and stuff like that. There's a few times I was out there all by myself, but even with someone there, it just felt off. We ended up, when I was moving out a whole bunch of the person stuff, the previous owner that left there, I pulled this bandana down off the wall, and it was a really old Harley Davidson bandana. And I felt just like, as soon as I took it down off the wall, and I was trying to be respectful with it, even though, you know, but as I was walking out and I was folding it nice and neat and stuff like that, I felt this on my back, like I felt this, like it just rushed right up and was hovering over top of me, like, what are you doing with my bandana? That's basically it. And I stopped, and I could feel like the hairs and the tingling on the back of my back, on the back of my neck. And I told the spirit, I was like, I'm not going to destroy this. I'm packing it up nicely. And, you know, I started, you know, talking to the spirit. And the spirit ended up leaving me alone and stuff like that. Like, but the crazy part is when my husband was outside, we had to use a wood burner to heat it in the wintertime. And my husband was outside chopping wood. And I have a really long puffy coat with the fur around the hood. And he was outside chopping wood. And he saw, we have a dog, and her name is Shotzi, and she was jumping up and playing and stuff like she does with me, because, you know, I'm the love of her life. And Cass went to stop what he was doing and look up to talk to me, and he even saw, like, the black, he thought it was my black coat, but it wasn't. And when he jumped up and looked, Shotzi was continuing to jump, but she was jumping and nothing was there. The boys, when I moved them into the house after we got everything said and done and moved them into the house, the boys started all that never had before, never have since, wanted to play ghosts, like they were ghosts, and they were flying around the house and they were acting like they were ghosts and stuff like that. I thought that was kind of crazy. When all this stuff kept happening, like I can tell I'm sensitive to this kind of stuff. I could tell that there were things in the house, there were things on the ground. I knew it before we even moved into it. I went and I saged, and when I saged the whole entire house. And in the bottom, like you walk down in the floor, there's like a part of the floor that lifts up in the air, and you can walk down to the basement, and the basement flooded a lot and stuff like that because it was so old. And there was this hole in the wall that crawled underneath the rest of the house. And I couldn't bring myself to crawl in that crawl space hole. So I just saged everywhere else, and I sealed with salt and stuff like that. I even did it out in the yard. The spot, there was an exit at the other end of that crawl space hole. I sealed that with salt, but I didn't get anything saged underneath that part of the house. And I was sitting there in the kitchen one night, and all of a sudden I feel like something hitting the bottom of the floor, and the bottom of that floor in the kitchen is where that crawl space is at. And it kept hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting it. And I told my husband, he was down at the other end of the house, and I told him, I was like, come here. And he came, and I made him stand where I was standing, and he felt it, and he was like shocked a little. He was like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know. We went to bed that night, and as we were laying in bed, I was really tired. I was getting ready to start my, you know, my woman thing of the month, and it makes you really tired and exhausted sometimes, like out like a light, kind of, you know, out. But the pounding went from the floor, because it didn't stop. went from the floor into the wall that was into our bedroom, but it wasn't in the kitchen. It was just in our bedroom. It was weird because it was on the other side of the wall. And it just kept pounding on the wall. And my husband would wake up and pound back on the wall. That's how I know, you know, we weren't, I wasn't imagining because he pounds on the wall. And I told him, I was like, I staged the house, but I didn't stage that part of the house. And he's like, you trapped something down there. And he's like, you need to climb underneath there. I need to pop that, you know, break that seal of the stall. And he's like, you need to stage and get it out of there. And I did. And what's really weird is that I've seen other entities in the house. Like, I've seen orbs. I've seen people as they look in life, dark shadows, you know, stuff like that. I've even seen dark orbs around people. I've seen it all. Not all, but I don't want to jinx myself. But there was a guy standing, and he was standing in the kitchen, and he was gray matter. It was like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there was no color, there was no definition. It was weird. But he stood there, and it was a man. I could tell by the stature. His arms were puffed out a little bit, like he was mad or something. And it scared me. It freaked me out a little bit. And there was another time when I ended up giving the house to my mom and taking off and moving to California. And I left a camera in the front of the house that faces the only opening in that whole entire yard where the cars come and go. And she said that she could see, like she said, probably about 12, 13, 14, 15. She said that it looked like all men, about the same shape, size, everything, but they were all in black. And she said that they would stand outside, like the fence wouldn't be closed. You could close the fence completely, make it the whole yard closed in, or you could keep the fence open where the cars come in and out of. And she kept the fence open. And she said it looked like they were like trying to get into the yard, but they couldn't get into the yard. And you got to remember, when I staged the yard too, and I would seal the outside all around the fence. I would seal it with salt. So when she told me that, I told her, I was like, that's where I stopped, you know, doing the stage. That's where I stopped. And I sealed it. And I thought that was kind of crazy, but she has a picture of her when she's standing in the kitchen and she could feel something grabbing a hold of her hand. And she had a friend take a picture, and in the picture, there was a child hanging onto her hand. She has continued to have, incidents there. She said there was one night she was up later than normal, and she could see she said it was like half man, half caterpillar. It was kind of crazy the way she described it. Like, I can envision it as soon as she just, you know, told me about it. But she said this man had like a caterpillar body, had a face, a human face. And she said he looked like he was just like in a lot of pain or torture or just miserable, just completely and utterly unhappy. Like, there is no joy in his face whatsoever. Only misery and suffering. And she said that she could see him like going across the top of the fence, and he was full grown size going across the top of the fence, and he traveled into, she thinks it was a portal. But, and she continues to see and experience stuff, you know, to this day. She still lives out there. All of my friends that have lived out there, they will tell you all kinds of crazy stuff. The place where she lives at is right behind where a prior friend of ours, his house used to be, and then I don't know what happened to it, but the property is still there, and it's right behind it. And he used to, when we were teenagers, he used to tell us all kinds of stuff that him and his brothers would experience and stuff like that.
And that's where it ends.
Woo.
So someone who had a lot of different experiences in that time period.
And just very, very extreme ones. And you know, sometimes people will tell their ghost story and they see somebody going by or they see the thing. This was just so many different things. And it does, you know, if what this person is saying is truthful, it sounds like there's some sort of energy there, obviously. I'll tell you one thing, though. If I'm looking out a window and I'm seeing shadow people and they're trying to get into the property, but they can't because I've saged, I'm still getting the hell out of the house. Because at some point, you've got to maintain that, is what I'm told. If you don't maintain it, then they can get back in. I'm not going to, no. It's not like mowing my lawn. I'm going to mow my lawn and then I'm going to sage and salt my yard. That doesn't work for me.
That would be an interesting service to offer people.
Oh, my God. That's my money-making scheme.
Right there. Yeah. You go and sage and salt. You would probably actually have a pretty good business with that. Because there's probably a lot of people out there who look those sort of things up and nobody's doing it.
See, I could add it to I could do a pooper scooper thing. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, maybe do some trim or some small gardening work. And
exactly.
Then you do the saging and the salting and, you know, oh my God, that's a great, we always come up with some of the best money making schemes on this program.
You could call it positive gardens or something where, and you can also plant flowers and things that are like, oh, and you can tell them stories. These are good for this vibe or that, whatever. And you could totally get a lot of people going into that.
Oh, and kind of have like a old VW van kind of, you know, hippied up a little bit kind of thing. It'd be perfect. I could do that.
I think it would be great. And then you can plant the marigolds in the shape of a pentagram and you don't quite figure it out until oh my gosh, they're all blooming. Oh my God, there's a pentagram in my, oh, we got to do something about that. The squirrels must have moved them all in an effort because squirrels are evil. They're trying to curse you. And you can just keep luring them into new parts of the plan. We have our sacrificial squirrel plan here where we're going to get rid of those squirrels in a sacrifice and they will never come back. All sorts of great things.
And it'll be an offering to Zulu, king of the squirrel people, and they will be happy and they'll leave you alone then.
Yeah, I mean, it seems really completely legit. I think you could do that. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, and so much more. Again, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.